I want to tell you about a flag, the very first one, and about the woman whose name has been tied to it for almost 200 years. It is one of the most famous stories in all of America. And it is a wonderful story. But it is a particular kind of story. Her name was Betsy Ross, and she lived in the city of Philadelphia a long, long time ago. This was back when the United States was brand new. So new it was still figuring out what it was. So new it did not yet have a flag. Betsy was an upholsterer. Now, that is a big word, so let me unfold it for you. An upholsterer is a person who works with cloth for a living. Betsy sewed. She mended. She made curtains and cushions and covers for chairs and tents and blankets. If a thing could be stitched, Betsy Ross could stitch it, and faster and finer than almost anyone. Her shop was small and snug. Imagine it with me. A front window with the morning light pouring through, falling warm and yellow across a long work table. Bolts of cloth standing in the corner like fat, dozing bears. Pins. Spools of thread in every color. Scissors. Good sharp scissors. Always close to her hand. And all day long, that soft, busy sound, the whisper of cloth, the tug of thread, and snip, 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 the scissors going. It smelled of dust and wool and clean linen. It was a quiet working place, and Betsy was happiest there. It was June, a warm afternoon, and there came a knock at Betsy's door. Tap, tap, tap. Betsy set down her work and opened it, and there on her doorstep stood three men in fine coats and polished shoes. She knew one of them right away. Everyone in Philadelphia knew that tall, serious face. It was General George Washington himself. Well, you can imagine. To open your own front door and find General Washington standing on the step. The three men came inside, and they told Betsy why they had come. The new country, they said, needed a flag. A flag of its very own, to fly above its ships at sea, above its marching soldiers, above its towns and its meeting halls. Something to look up at. Something that said, "Here we are, and we are one country now." And they had been told that Betsy Ross had the finest needle and the quickest hands in all of Philadelphia. Then they showed her a drawing of what they had in mind. 13 stripes, the drawing showed, red, then white, then red again, all the way down. And up in one corner, a square of deep blue, like a patch of the evening sky, just after the sun has gone. And scattered across that blue, stars. 13 of them, one star for each of the 13 states that had joined together to make the country. But Betsy, looking closely, noticed something. Every star in the drawing had 6 points. She studied it. She tilted her head. And then she said, kindly, but like a person who knows her own work, that she thought she could make a better star than that. A star with 5 points, not 6. A 5-pointed star, she said, would be prettier. The men were doubtful, and they had reason to be. The country needed flags, they explained, and it needed them quickly. Flags for ships out at sea, flags for soldiers on the march, flags for every town hall and meeting house from New England down to Georgia. Hundreds of flags, hundreds of stars. A 6-pointed star was something any seamstress in any shop could cut without too much trouble, but a 5-pointed star, that sounded fiddly, slow, hard to teach to other hands. And the new country simply could not wait. Betsy did not argue with them. She did not need to. She simply reached out and took up a small square of cloth. She folded it once. She folded it again. She folded it a third time, her fingers moving quick and certain, the way fingers move when they have folded 10,000 things and know cloth the way you know your own street. Then she picked up her scissors. She held the folded cloth steady, and she made one cut, just one, snip. Then she opened the cloth up and let it fall open in her hand. And there it was. A star. A perfect 5-pointed star made with a single snip. Quick, Simple. Something any pair of hands could learn to do. The three men stared. They had never seen anything like it. And the story tells us that from that very day, every star on every American flag has had 5 points. All because of Betsy Ross and her clever folding and one snip of her sharp scissors. This story, the knock at the door, the three men, General Washington, the folded cloth, the wonderful snip, is a story that came down through Betsy Ross's own family. Her grandchildren remembered hearing it from her, told warm and close by the fireside when they were small. And long after Betsy herself had gone, when she had been gone for nearly 100 years, her grandson stood up in front of a room full of people and told it out loud so that the whole country could share it and treasure it the way his family always had. Back when this story was supposed to have happened, nobody wrote it down. There is no letter. There is no list. There is no page from those long-ago days that says, yes, this is exactly how the first flag was made. And so, as much as we love it, we cannot be sure it all happened just this way. It is a family story. It was handed down the way a family hands down a folded quilt, passed gently from arms to arms, treasured, kept safe, and a little worn soft at the edges from being held so many times. Maybe it happened exactly so. Or maybe it grew just a little each time it was told, the way the very best stories almost always do. We simply do not know. And that is all right. A story can be precious without being certain, because there are things about Betsy Ross we do know, and know for sure. We know that she was real, truly real. Her name, when she was born in Philadelphia in the year 1752, was Elizabeth Griscom. We know that she worked with cloth her whole life long, with hands that were skilled and patient and strong. We know she had her hard years, too. She was widowed twice before that famous June. And we know for certain, it is written down, that Betsy Ross really did make flags. There is a true record, kept all this time, of the Pennsylvania Navy paying her to sew flags for their ships. So whether or not she made that first famous one, this much is simply true. Betsy Ross was a real flag maker in the real city of Philadelphia. And the flag itself? That is the truest part of the whole story. On the 14th day of June in the year 1777, the leaders of the new United States gathered together and agreed at last what their flag would be. It would have 13 stripes, red and white. It would have 13 white stars resting on a field of blue. One stripe and one star for each of the 13 states. A brand new country, you see, sewn together out of 13 separate pieces, stitched into something whole, the way a quilt is stitched from many squares of cloth. Who sewed that very first one? Whose hands folded that first blue cloth and threaded that first needle? Honestly, truly, historians do not know. It may have been Betsy, or it may have been someone else entirely, in some other quiet shop, by some other sunlit window. We cannot say for certain, but someone did. Someone, somewhere, sat down with the cloth and the thread and the good sharp scissors and got to work. And the cutting got done, and the stitching got done. The afternoon light slid slowly across the floor and faded, and a lamp was lit, and the lamp burned low. And at the end of it all, the very first flag of a brand new country lay finished and smooth across a work table. 13 stripes, 13 stars, every stitch set by a careful hand. The work was done. And the story? Well, the story we have been telling ever since.